Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has famously proposed moving the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA, out of Washington. He says more than 100 entities from around the nation have expressed interest in hosting it. A former NIFA director isn't so sure that's a good idea, with Why Not, Sonny Ramaswamy. He's now president of the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities. Mr. Ramaswamy, good to have you on.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm going to start at the beginning, and I've covered government for 27 years, but I'm not precisely sure what the National Institute of Food and Agriculture does. Why don't we start there?
Yeah, indeed. So the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, NIFA as we call it, is the federal agency vested with the authority and responsibility to support the best science to protect the interests of our farmers and livestock producers, and certainly our consumers as well, because the breadth of things that the agency supports is everything from production agriculture all the way to nutrition and obesity issues to children's and youth and family issues. So it really covers the waterfront.
And give us a sense of the structure of the agency. How large is it? How many people work there? Do they operate laboratories? And do they already have multiple locations besides the D.C. area?
The agency itself, when I left, I left back in May of 2018. May 5th was my last day. At that time when I left, the agency has, approximately about 400 full-time equivalents. And what that means is we can have up to 400 people working for the organization. But over the last few years, after I came on board as the director and I was appointed by President Obama into the position, after I came on board, we really looked at it and we became a sort of a lean, mean fighting machine. And we reduced our footprint quite a bit. And so we hovered around between about 320 and 350 individuals that work for the agency. So it's approximately that number. There are no laboratories. There is no science or research that's undertaken by the staff. What the staff does is to provide funding. So first of all, what NIFA does is to convene conversations, and the conversations are done in Washington, D.C. and across America as well. And the convening is critically important because we want to know what it is that the end users of the knowledge that's going to be generated want. And so the convening is a critically important part of it. And that also brings together, by the way, other federal agencies such as the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, Environmental Protection Agency, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, et cetera. All of these come together in these convenings. And there's a collaborative effort to develop priorities. And the priorities also come to us through the Farm Bill, as you probably know, and from the White House itself, from the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and from the Secretary of Agriculture. All of this is brought together. And then funding that is appropriated, it's in the neighborhood of around $1.5 plus billion. That money is deployed. And it's provided to, all comers. And obviously the academic community, particularly the land-grant universities and across America, are the ones that get the bulk of the funding. But really it's all comers, private universities, non-university institutions, private, non-governmental organizations, small companies, et cetera. All of that, the funding is provided. And when once the science is undertaken, the knowledge is generated through, foundational discoveries and things like that, that knowledge is not, unlike all other agencies in the government, federal government, the science that NIFA supports, that knowledge needs to be put to work in support of society. And NIFA's role really is about changing the human condition. And whether it's hunger or poverty or obesity or issues related to climate change or, the diminishing land and water resources and things like that. So that gives you sort of a thumbnail sketch of the kinds of things that NIFA does.
We're speaking with Sonny Ramaswamy, former director of NIFA, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. And so therefore, why does it need to stay in Washington, or why should it not leave the D.C. area?
Yeah, well, there's multiple reasons. I mean, first of all, the rationale that was proposed back in August by the secretary, Sonny Perdue, my former boss, because I worked for him as well for about a year and a half in the Trump administration before I left, the rationale used was, you know, essentially one that the agency could not attract and retain personnel, that the agency, that they could save money by moving it out. And I, you know, I've stated this before. I think that's based on a false premise. What I mean by the false premise is really that Sonny Perdue himself basically did not approve my repeated requests to fill positions. So as you probably know, as since you've covered the federal government for quite some time, in the federal government, as in the private sector and other sectors as well, there's a natural ebb and flow of personnel. So the turnover rate in the government, within the U.S. Department of Agriculture, within NEFA itself, is around 5 to 6% per year. And so one can look at it this way, that over 5 years, about a third of the personnel turns over. And this is because people retire or leave for whatever reason or die or whatever happens. And so there is a sort of a natural flow to this. 5 to 6 years, you've got about a third will be replaced. And we were on that track. And so we put together a compelling rationale, and it was denied yet again. And you know, it was basically, you know, Steve Sensky, the deputy, and others were involved in this as well. Basically, we're told we couldn't fill these positions. And so
in other words, you had faced extinction by attrition.
You got it. You got it. That's a great way of saying it, extinction by attrition. And now, so that's why I say it's a false premise. If you prevent me from even filling the positions, how can you say that I'm not attracting people? And in fact, if you look at actually, go, you know, dig deep into the HR files for 2016, 2017, and 2018, early part of 2018, you'll see that, indeed, that was the situation. Also, in terms of people applying, we were, you know, for positions, for scientific positions, we would get maybe about 100, 120, 130 applications coming in. And for the IT-type positions and policy types and accounting types and all that, I kid you not, we would get about 1,000 applications. And I recruited and hired top scientists from the academic community, some of the top universities in America, and also from the private sector. I hired really outstanding scientists, and so that was a false premise. The second part, you know, that they claim is, oh, you're going to save money. Well, the cost to tear down and then rebuild is going to be very significant. Yeah, sure, if you move the organization to agency to Kansas City or Des Moines, Iowa, or, you know, out in the hinterland, Fargo, North Dakota, sure, you may be able to, you know, cut some costs, personnel costs. But I'll tell you what, you're going to be hard-pressed to attract the best and brightest to Fargo, North Dakota, and other places, okay?
Sure.
Number two about Washington, D.C., the rationale for why it needs to stay there. I talked about the convenings that take place where it is a one-government approach where all the agencies come together, have these conversations, and my staff was involved in developing some amazing, amazing collaborative investments. For example, you know, we've heard about agriculture where it's all now very high-tech. You know, we use robots and drones and smart systems and things like that. That wouldn't have happened if we're out in Fargo, North Dakota, and it happened because NIFA is in Washington, D.C., and we're able to engage in conversations with those agencies and brought absolutely the most fantastic knowledge and money. You know, for every dollar that NIFA invests, we were leveraging $5 to $10 from the other agencies as well. And that's going to disappear.
Sonny Ramaswamy is former director of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, now president of the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.